Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our second lesson for today is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. Now the serpent was more crafty than any animal in the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat of any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat the fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that if you eat from it, your eyes will be open, you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Thus far the reading. Good afternoon, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. It is good to be... Hey, there you go. I do ask that you forgive me. I have a little bit of a sore throat, so if I stop to just drink some water. It's good to have you here on our first Advent service of the church year. So, you know, we've just finished up the previous bit of church year, and the major themes that were going on was eschatology, the end times, the second coming of Christ, and it's so perfect that as that the church year ends and restarts, now we start with the Advent of Christ, hence Advent. Here we are, the time before Christmas, before Christ's coming, and I do have to say, the church is looking lovely. We have the garland down here and over there, the trees up here looking so green and festive, and I mean, it is a little odd that the wreath, they went with a black, ribbon for the wreath up there, don't you think? Oh, you looked! Oh my gosh, you thought I was serious! Ha! Made you look! You fell for the oldest trick in the book! Sorry. You'll forgive me a little bit of that humor. It's up there with, you know, other great ones as, "Hey, is there something on your shirt?" And, "Hey, pull my finger." But actually, contrary to popular belief, those aren't the oldest tricks in the book. But in our lesson today, you can find the actual oldest trick in the actual book. See, here we have the beginning. We have man in the garden with God, the Creator, and it's perfect. You have man and wife together. They are in the garden. They're with the Lord. They're naked, and they feel no shame. Things are perfect. Things are great. And into our story comes the serpent. And he says words that I think we're all too familiar, not even just from the scripture, but we'll hear today, and I'll touch on that here in a moment. And what does the serpent say to Eve? "Did God really say..." Ah, now we see it. The oldest trick in the book. God says this, but did God really say that? I'm sure if you think about it, we can find all sorts of different ways this trick in the book is still used to today. Did God really say that was a sin? Did God really say that you shouldn't steal? I'm sure if you just hooked that donut, no one would notice. Did God really say that you shouldn't have sexual relations outside of a marriage? No, go ahead, sow your wild oats. Have fun. Did God really say that you should raise your children up in the faith? Ah, let them figure it out for themselves. You wouldn't want to oppress them with your worldview. After all, they live in a free country. They should make it up for themselves. And on it goes. The more things change, the more they seem to stay the same. The oldest trick in the book, did God really say that seed of doubt? And from that, Adam and Eve, they take part of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They doubt that God their creator has their best intentions at heart. Their eyes are open. And in the beginning, we don't know for how long they were there in the garden. But suddenly it all comes tumbling down. Their eyes are open. They see each other naked. They cover themselves in fig leaves. They hide from the Lord. Must have been ridiculous to even think of something like that. You understand on a very fundamental level, you've walked with God, you know God, you understand that He has created all things, and you're like, that bush, we'll hide from him in there. The world falls into sin in a way that creation itself is perverted, mocked. What terror must Adam and Eve have felt as God said, "Where are you?" in the garden. And immediately after hiding, Adam blames Eve. This woman you put here with me, she gave me the fruit and I ate. And Eve, not wanting to blame either, blames the serpent. Oh, the serpent deceived me. It's not my fault. So soon, the fall into sin. What a permanent scar that is left on humanity. God probably could have been justified in just hitting the do-over button and starting again. But instead, hear these words that he says to the serpent. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and hers. And he will crush your head and you will strike his heel." Even here, at the very beginning of the scriptures, in the beginning, here in the garden, right after the fall into sin, we have Christ foretold. We have the nature of sin, the great trick that has been played on humanity, and yet the Lord, the first thing he does is to say, "We will put this right. He will crush your head, serpent, and all you will be able to do is strike his heel." So here we are, the beginning of our Advent season. We are here in the lead up to Christmas, but our story of Advent, our story of Christ, the story of scriptures, the story of humanity's downfall and its ultimate redemption in Christ is found here. Serpent, you have perhaps the greatest trick in the book, but it is nothing compared to the ultimate majesty and salvation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.